B-Pod Studios.
Crank it up.
Hello, is this thing on? Can anyone hear us?
Hello!
You know that my son goes to the Union County School District, and they are closed today due to inclement weather, not even virtual learning for them.
I believe CMS is virtual today.
CMS is virtual. Everybody is
Where's
virtual.
Where's the inclement weather?
I don't know, but my son got called off of school because we work on CMSs, and if they're home, then he gets canceled altogether.
There you have it, people.
I will say there was ice on my car.
Well, I think the thought process is that it's going to be below freezing all day today, and anything that fell yesterday is going to ice today. Plus, I feel like a lot of the school systems are telling the meteorologists, we don't believe that we're not going to get snow. We think the more lockstep you are about us not getting snow means we will get snow.
Well, hold on a second, because when I checked this morning, I did see that there's snow in the forecast now, but it's not until like 4 o'clock.
What did you check?
5
Your
o'clock.
Phone app?
Of course I did.
I'm never supposed to check the phone app.
Let's see what the phone
Apple
app says.
Apple says it's going to snow.
Yes. And you know what? Apple's good at technology.
Anyway.
5 o'clock.
They say now, what, half an inch?
Who knows? I don't know, suddenly, the fact that I live south of the city and in Waxhaw, I could get more snow than up here, which never happens. But
yeah.
Who knows? And by more snow, I mean, like, maybe an inch?
Listen, that's weird.
Teachers, we feel for you. You're sitting at home right now listening to us on your smart device or on your phone making your coffee, and you got to go drudge yourself to the computer and virtually teach. If we were the superintendents, we'd tell you all to party.
No, I would make the decision for everyone just to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't know. My son went to one school day this week.
Dean's been to school 7 days between COVID and storms.
Right.
7 days so far in 2022. All right, we've got to start the show. Of course, we've got throwbacks all morning long. And Loren, which throwback artist was in the news all week long with her sister?
Britney Spears.
So this is the only way we could start things off, right?
This song was actually made for her sister. And how toxic she was being.
Let's go. Where's our Friday chanters? We need you.
Friday. Louder.
Friday. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you guys see the Super Bowl halftime show?
No,
the trailer?
I did not.
I didn't see the trailer, but it's like Eminem and Snoop and everybody else, right?
Well, since it's in L.A. this year, there's kind of a California vibe.
Yeah.
So it's, that's right, Eminem, Snoop, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige.
Ooh, Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
What are they all going to do? It's so many artists.
Song?
They're just going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what somebody on Twitter said. Somebody on Twitter goes, the halftime show is going to be longer than the Super Bowl.
I mean, I liked it when it's like one artist and they do a lot of their hits.
Yeah.
I like that more.
Yeah, but like Eminem, I mean, you'd have to beep out like every single word to Eminem's song.
Yeah.
So he probably only has one song that's like quasi.
Yeah. So it'll be like Eminem will come out, he'll do a couple verses of his song, and then Snoop will come out. You know, I don't know if this order, but then Snoop will come out, do a couple verses, they'll do it together, and then like Dre will come out. But who am I missing? Mary J., Kendrick Lamar.
I think that's it, dude.
Dua Lipa?
No.
Rita Ora?
No,
I thought Katy Perry would be there. Why not?
Nope.
California Girls with Snoop would be awesome.
No, I think that was it. I think you hit everyone.
And then they played California Love with Tupac, and Nicole and I were going nuts in here like, oh my God, Pac's alive. This is it.
This is how he returns.
Can you imagine?
Return. God, come back when LA got a football team.
That would be such a bad A return.
You held out that long.
Oh, man. That's cool. You know, the thing about the Super Bowl is that everybody always dogs it. And I feel so bad for the artists because they have been working tirelessly on the design and the execution. Like when Can't Feel My Face, the weekend, everybody dogged his.
Yeah.
And the only thing I keep going back to is after the Justin Timberlake incident, we had nothing but really boring Super Bowl performances after that.
They made sure that you had Paul McCartney, The Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, so let's be excited that we have pop people and hip, you know, hip-hop
artists.
We're
liven this place up a little.
I think they are.
Yeah. I was like, let's go back to what it used to be.
I think they've done it. So what is the date of the Super Bowl? The 13th? Stand by. I'll tell you the date.
Oh, you ask all the hard questions at 6 a.m.
Why don't we take
it? It is February 13th. It's later this year than normal.
Why don't we take the day after the Super Bowl off?
A lot of people do. It is the most called in work day of the year.
I'm okay with us calling in sick that day.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I would love to do that.
Well, we
scheduled
all
scheduled sick day.
You know, you
no,
can...
you just take the day off. We worked MLK.
I'm already taking that for Coachella.
What about President's Day?
Okay.
Arbor Day?
Love it.
Check out your calendar. There's a bunch of them.
I'm going to get Arbor Day.
yeah, hey, boss, I'm going to use Flag Day. That paid holiday?
Roy, you know you have to work Flag Day. So many people are looking forward to hearing your flag's contribution. All right, more throwbacks. We're going to do a game coming up in a little while. TripAdvisor, they listed their most popular travel destinations. So we'll get a caller on the phone. Roy and I will read the destinations. You have to guess whether or not Loren has been. All right, we'll do that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Okay, so let's play a fun game. No!
No, we're not doing that here. Sorry. Oh. We need more time. We ran out of time.
Okay.
Okay, hey, we're not doing that.
10 minutes.
Never mind.
I thought you were going to talk about the other thing. I'm excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. So there's some internal things going on behind the scenes, y'all, where we're trying to start up a company, a softball team.
Lexi, who works nights here at the radio station, is young and full of energy, which is spectacular. We need that in our lives.
She, for some reason, wants to bring morale to this place. I don't know what's wrong with her. But, you know, she sent an email to an old staff saying, hey, let's pull together a team. There's about 13 of us that said yes. Manny, of course, immediately said he was in. And then me, being the unathletic, overweight person on the show, I thought it'd be fun to hop in.
You're right about that. No pressure.
There'd be no pressure.
It's a media league, so we would play against, like, I don't know, WCNC TV, iHeartRadio.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I'm more interested in just, like, hanging out and drinking in the dugout.
Yeah, that'll be my role. I'm not.
Are you in?
No, I'm not joining you.
Come on.
No. I will come to a couple games with a handle of vodka and sit in the outfield and cheer you on.
Now, there is one person on the show who I know everyone is thinking she is definitely in, but she's not. And that's producer Nicole, our show athlete.
What's going on, Nicole? How is it that me, big boy Roy, signs up? But not you, Jock Nicole.
You know what it is? She's extremely competitive, and she thinks all you guys are going to suck, so she doesn't want to be part of your team.
Oh, so when I joined the team, it brought her intentions down.
What did you say, Nicole?
I'm the one who sucks at softball. When Manny and I did, we were like some celebrity media guests for some game at the Knights, and I slid into first base thinking I was a hot shot.
You overrun first base.
And everyone is just like looking at me, and I'm like, why am I not getting a standing ovation?
Yeah, no, you can run through first base.
Yeah, you slide into second and third, run through
so
first.
So I don't know anything about softball. It's not that. It's just, Roy, I know that you say you're in, but you're not going to go to any practices. You're not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm telling you.
I think I am, though. I'm going to have a lot of fun. It depends. Am I going to go out if there's inclement weather? Am I going to get wet? No.
If
it's cold, no.
What's Lexi's latest email?
Latest email is that we're trying to decide what names to go with.
Will you forward it to me? I'm going to tell her I'm in.
Yes!
Yeah! Yeah! I can't wait to do baseball, sports, and beer. Whee!
Softball and beer.
Okay, here we go. Here's some names, and you can help decide us pick our team name.
I just want to heckle people from the come on, Panovich!
That's what I want to do.
You can't hit a softball or predict the snowstorm, Panovich!
Yeah, somebody's going to try to tag me, and I'm just going to throw my whole body at them.
Derek James is going to show up to work on WCCB with a black eye because Roy ran him over at first base. You've got to play!
All right, here's some names real quick. So our parent company is called Beasley Media Group. So we could be the Beasley Brigade.
No.
The Beasley Blaze.
No.
The Beasley Blitz.
Kind of like that.
The Beasley Bandits. And then the Beasley Braves.
I think I'm out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got a fun game to play with Jason, Roy, and Gastonia. Loren, you too. You're a big part of this.
So, Jason, although Loren's probably spent all of 30 minutes in Gastonia, she spent a lot more time
in Greece.
In Greece. So we got to figure out where Loren has traveled, okay?
Okay.
We got domestic cities. We got international cities. We'll let you pick. Which one would you like to go first with? Which category?
We'll go domestic.
I got the domestic list, Roy.
Okay.
Jason, has Loren ever been to Branson, Missouri? Now, you answer, and then Loren will tell us yes or no whether she's been there, okay?
Okay.
Has Loren ever been to Branson, Missouri?
We'll go with yes.
He says yes. Loren, have you ever been to the beautiful little city of Branson, Missouri?
I have not.
Oh! All right, how about...
Let me give you a roadmap. Okay, never mind.
Now, she's from
anything.
Florida, but has she ever been to Clearwater, Florida? Clearwater, Florida. Born, not born, but lived in Miami.
You're close. It's good, close. I say, yeah, she's close enough.
One of the top destinations for traveling, according to TripAdvisor, is Clearwater, Florida. He says you have been.
I have been to Clearwater.
All right, one for one. How about Alaska?
I'm going to say no.
Nope, have never been to Alaska. Although,
it's a little too cold.
Before the whole cruise thing skeeved me out forever, I thought I would like to take an Alaskan cruise.
All right, so he went 2 out of 3 in the domestic categories. Roy, let's see if you can go 2 out of 3 in the international categories. Right. If you're joining us, what cities have Loren traveled to?
All right, do you think that Loren has traveled to Dubai?
Dubai. I'm going to say no.
Oh.
Although I would love to go, I have not been to Dubai yet.
All right.
Okay.
So Jason's your travel partner.
I know.
How about London, England?
We'll say yeah.
I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, you
know.
Don't?
Uh-uh.
I have been.
You have?
Yes.
We don't talk about it.
We did London and Paris for my 29th birthday.
Okay.
So Jason's correct. He's got 4 right so far.
Okay, what about Bali?
What was that again?
Bali? Indonesia?
Bali. We'll say no.
Also have not been to Bali.
Have you been to Crete?
Greece.
In Greece?
Don't answer.
Sorry. I didn't think that was... I thought we were done.
I don't know. He did ask it in a weird way. He asked Loren. All right. Congratulations, Jason. You won the game. We are actually going to send you Loren's passport as a prize. Buddy, are you working today?
I'm on my way there now.
And how are the roads? Schools are closed all over the place because of poor road conditions.
I'm on the highway now. The roads aren't bad at all.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
More throwback hits, and we have to pay homage to someone who shockingly passed away overnight. We'll play one of his songs coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I, this morning, casually said something that I thought everybody in the studio knew, and you would have thought I put a dagger in everyone's heart.
Yeah, it was like you kicked my dog.
Well, normally I get death notifications from like the New York Post or WSOC TV. I have that set to my phone.
Yeah.
I did not get a notification on this one. Who passed?
Meatloaf. Not the food.
You passed your meatloaf overnight?
Not the food. The guy.
Yeah. That's so crazy to me. I mean, I get he was 74.
Not that old.
No, I know, but I guess he's had like a bunch of health issues over the last few years and like even said in an interview that he could never like get back to the mic. Like he was dealing with some stuff.
Okay.
For those who are young and you don't know who he is, here's this little reminder for you. If you're older, you know this song. If you're a millennial and you know it from the commercials, Superjet.
Commercial.
Nicole had no idea who Meatloaf was. Never heard the name.
No, I know, but now I do from the commercial.
Yeah, see? You know, that sparked a memory.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. My mom played this Billy Joel and Journey driving back and forth to Pittsburgh. And, like, this is part of my childhood.
Okay. Well, we'll let you have a moment
okay.
with Meatloaf.
Thank you. And I would do.
But I won't do that. Are we there yet, Mom?
Mom, why are we getting pulled over?
What do you think she asked for where he had to be like, no, I'm not doing that?
I don't know.
And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard.
Like marriage.
I wonder what names are off the table if he chose Meatloaf. Like, what didn't make the cut?
Salisbury steak didn't make it.
J.
chicken parm. No.
Did you know he was in Fight Club?
The movie Fight Club?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I knew he did the Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff.
But. Yeah.
Rest in power, bud.
Yes, dead at 74. Meatloaf.
From the Swiffer Jet commercials. And that one song.
Yeah, pretty good. All right.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
No school today? No problem. Virtual learning today? We get it. That is a problem for a lot of parents.
I want to go virtual if the schools are going virtual.
You mean us? Do the show virtually?
Yeah. Let Nicole face the fierce roads.
Yeah, the roads are so terrible this morning. I'm being sarcastic. They weren't very bad at all. But, you know, they say maybe snow later. And like we said earlier, a lot of the schools are like, hey, listen, the weather people have been wrong before. We don't want the kids at school if the snow's crazy.
True.
Union County canceled at like 7:30 last night.
Oh, that's good. So at least the kids knew they could stay up late.
Our school canceled at like 7:30 last night, too.
This is pretty funny. This is... People reveal the stingiest behavior they've ever experienced. We found this on the Daily Mail. So we want to hear the ultimate cheapskate behavior stories from you.
704-570-9595.
Oh, I have one too.
Who's the cheapskate in your life and what do they do? Go ahead, producer Nicole, who hates being on the radio. Thanks for coming on.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. I shared an appetizer with one of my friends one time. And it was maybe, a $4 appetizer. And she was the one who ordered it. And then when we were done, and because, you know, I don't really like pretzels too much. It was a pretzel. So I maybe had a bite or two. And then she Venmo requested me for $2 to split the pretzel.
That's funny. What about you, Ren?
Okay, so I love my husband. And I know it seems like I'm throwing him under the bus a lot lately. But this is just something that I think is funny and it kind of slightly irritates me about him. He has sticky fingers. So if he goes to Starbucks, he refuses to buy Splenda. If he goes to Starbucks and orders a coffee, he will take like a handful of Splenda for the house. That is the cheapest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
215 texted in and said, I dated a guy that would bring his own Hershey syrup to IHOP so we didn't have to pay up for the chocolate milk.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
The ultimate cheapskate story, 704-570-9595. My best friend brought our other best friend a half-opened bottle of wine as her wedding gift.
Oh.
As the wedding gift?
A friend on moving day took the light bulbs out of the house and brought them to the new house.
I'm not mad at you.
Oh, I am. As a real estate agent, I'm very mad.
That's annoying, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's not cool.
Light bulbs are expensive.
Let's see. My ex-husband sold an old sofa to a friend, and I later found out that he'd cut the lining under the cushions open to check for loose change that might have fallen through.
I'd be upset about that, yes.
I think that when people ask for a bowl of lemons and then they proceed to make their own lemonade, I think that's a pretty cheap move.
I've never seen that.
Yep.
I don't know. The person that brings the chocolate syrup to the IHOP to make chocolate milk.
That's pretty bad.
That's Dallas status.
That's pretty bad.
Let's see. A man I know used to have only one light bulb in his entire house. He took it from room to room and put it in as needed.
No way.
I'm telling you, that's what the message says.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Nicole in Fort Mill, what did you want to say on the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show?
Yeah, so I actually was, it's actually kind of funny because Lauren's husband with the sticky fingers and the Splenda, my dad actually did that one year for my mom. He's got the same thing with the Splenda, and he got her like three giant boxes of Splenda for Christmas from what he saved.
That's funny.
Yeah, the ultimate cheapskate. It's crazy. My grandfather, thank you, Nicole, would save like any screws that came with like anything.
You don't save the screws?
No. What do I need 200 screws for?
I don't know. We have like a bag of miscellaneous screws in our toolbox.
Yeah, just go to Lowe's. You can buy the right screw. None of them ever fit. Trust us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Super Bowl, February 13th. along with Eminem, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be awesome. So many acts. How are they all going to do it? During halftime is going to be 4 hours long.
Yeah, and then there's like other Super Bowl acts that's not the halftime where like Chainsmokers is performing.
So like there's like a before also.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is we're a couple weeks away from our eggs explosion, Roy, where we will find out by putting two eggs with the Super Bowl teams in the microwave.
Yes.
You will go into the kitchen.
Yes.
And the egg that explodes usually loses.
Yes. The last egg standing wins.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, we went to our little favorite bar not too far from the radio show, the radio station the other day. And when I got there, I said, I need a water. And she goes, oh, you're thirsty? I said, yeah, today's National Popcorn Day. And I ate a lot of popcorn and I'm really thirsty. This was on Wednesday. And she goes, oh, keep up with those holidays, do you? Like the novelty holidays. And she said it just like that. And it was a new bartender I didn't know. So I go, well, honestly, I work for a radio show and we see that calendar every day. The crazy, you know, and I'm like, I do love it. Like Bloody Mary Day is awesome. I tell my wife it's cheeseburger day, taco day. Well, guess what today is?
Today
is a day I don't think any of us can take part in. It is National Hug Me Day. Is anybody hugging because of COVID anymore?
Yeah, no.
Or has COVID stopped you from hugging people?
I do like hugs.
I hug Sterling every day.
Different. Partners are different.
Yep.
Would you hug Loren?
Yeah. I guess I would. I'm going to have issues.
I've hugged Roy before.
Yeah, we've hugged before.
Loren survived New York. She doesn't have COVID, trust me.
I guess you get a point.
She's got the ultra.
Right. That, like, I'm invincible.
Right.
Oh, God. That's it. She's out.
Knock on wood. Right.
Let's play Can't Beat Loren. We can't hug her or beat her.
Right. But you could win a free cheer wine for a year if you do beat her at Pop Culture Trivia. Call now, 704-570-9595.
Oh,
ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Barbara, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Loren to kick off your weekend.
Yes.
Ever played before?
Yes, once.
Well, how'd you do?
I didn't win.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if maybe you can win today.
Go ahead and kick her out of the studio so we can play.
Loren, get out!
All right, headphones down, Barbs. She's leaving, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, this pop star with a fan group known as the Swifties has been named the first ever global ambassador for Record Store Day. Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
Khloe Kardashian's being blasted for reselling her daughter's clothes for more than the purchase price. What's her daughter's name?
True.
A driving school put out a list of the most distracting songs to drive to, and the song Hey Ya was number one. What artist sings Hey Ya?
Oh my gosh.
Three.
Oh, two. I don't know.
Okay. This network, who the Olympics call home, will not be sending their announcers to Beijing. What network is that?
NBC.
Pepsi dropped the Super Bowl halftime trailer, and the show is going to feature Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. What city is the Super Bowl in this year?
Dallas?
All right, come on in, Loren.
How did Barbara do?
She got three correct.
Okay.
All right, this pop star with a fan group known as the Swifties has been named the first ever global ambassador for National Record Store Day. Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
1-1.
Khloe Kardashian's being blasted for reselling her daughter's clothes for more than the purchase price. Was she on a mom's group?
That's hilarious.
What's her daughter's name?
True.
2-2.
A driving school put out a list of the most distracting songs to drive to, and Hey Ya was number one. What artist sings that song?
Is it Outkast?
Hey, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, yeah.
Unfortunately, Barbara did not know that one. It's 3-2.
This network, who the Olympics call home, will not be sending their announcers to Beijing to cover the Winter Olympics. Three.
NBC.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Not going there. Pepsi dropped the Super Bowl halftime trailer, and the show will feature Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. What city is the Super Bowl in this year, Loren?
L.A.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Barbara said Dallas. Final score, 5-3.
They do have a lot of Super Bowls. All right, Barbara, let's hear it. I'm so sorry.
I'm Barbara from Salisbury, and I can't beat Loren.
Next time, Barbara. Third time's a charm.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, it's got to be pretty bad to want to divorce somebody the day after the wedding.
I'd imagine.
cheating.
No.
Lied about how much money he or she had.
Nope.
Debt.
You would find that out the night of the wedding?
When you can't pay for said wedding, yeah.
See, I would thought sleeping with the bridesmaids or something.
Yeah, that's. I would think that infidelity would be like the one, you know, reason. But listen to this. A bride warned her husband or husband-to-be while they were planning the wedding that, like, no shenanigans the night of the wedding, okay? My one hard and fast rule is that you do not rub cake in my face at the reception. Well, he didn't do that. He did something worse. Instead, he grabbed her by the back of the head and shoved her face into the cake and completely destroyed it. And she knows that this was premeditated because he had a bunch of cupcakes as backup.
Oh, come on. He's just having fun.
No way. Now, first of all, wedding cakes are so expensive. If you destroyed something that you guys had to pay hundreds of dollars for, mm-hmm. I mean...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And nobody, I want to slap you right there.
Nobody eats that cake that the bride gets her head bashed into.
No, that's what she said. He had a bunch of cupcakes.
No, I know, but like at a regular wedding, isn't that like you take you? In other words, at weddings I've been to where there's been a ha-ha moment, it's a piece that the groom takes and he brings it to her face. It's
right.
Not,
No.
If you shove her face in the cake, nobody's going to eat that cake.
Right.
So you're right. It was premeditated. Uh-huh. But she said absolutely no shenanigans, and he shenanigans.
Yeah, and she specifically said, you will not rub cake in my face. So I guess in his head, he was like, oh, watch this. I'm going to do something funnier.
But she's not really going to break up with him, right? Like, this is all just tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know. She put it online to see, like, if she was being a little out of control, and she said that she thinks she's going to stand by her decision, though.
704 says divorceable offense. 843 says I'd be so pissed.
I would be really so mad. I don't know if it would be divorceable, but that, I mean, you definitely get a strike for that.
Look at what this 704 says, Roy.
See, my wedding makeup cost $600. I would have divorced him on the spot.
Because of the makeup.
I'm telling you, everything is so expensive for a wedding. Like, wedding cakes, like, 2-3-tier wedding cakes are like $1,000.
Yeah.
And then your $600 makeup on top of it, I'd be like, oh, do you wipe your bum with $100 bills? Because...
Yeah. 704 says I was at a wedding where the groom chased the bride around the reception trying to get cake on her face.
I also told Dallas that there's no shenanigans when we do the cake.
Yeah, there was none for me either.
No. And he politely obliged.
Let me tell you, the most beautiful thing about Southern weddings is there is something that we don't do up north. Growing up in New Jersey and going to a lot of New Jersey, New York weddings, we never had a, quote, groom's cake. Mm-hmm. But when I moved and got married in Memphis and they go, what do you want your groom cake theme to be? I was like, what?
I didn't know what it was either until I got married.
It's awesome.
And Dallas told me he wanted a VT groom's cake. I was like, what is a groom's cake?
Yeah. But when do you eat it?
They put it out next to the cake. So you have your choice. You can have the wedding cake or a piece of the groom's cake. Mine was a Mets Jets theme groom cake. Oh. All right. So everybody agrees that she can divorce this guy the day after the wedding for the cake smash. All right.
This
is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Shocking when things happen on live television. A news reporter was struck by a vehicle while broadcasting live on reporting, I believe, on the weather conditions in Huntington, West Virginia. And we, of course, have the audio for you if you haven't seen it gone viral yet.
Fortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that. You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's, one
sure
woman
you're
down.
Okay, Troy?
We're good, Tim.
One woman down?
Sure you okay. Are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good.
You'll hear from my attorney soon.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, bye-bye.
So
you know it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
It's her last week on the job because she's suing. Yeah. She never have to work again.
It sounded like an SNL skit.
It did.
Oh, my gosh. She got hit by a car. Not once, but twice. She was hit by a car before.
You guys have never been hit by a car?
No. No. No one's just been. What? No one's been casually hit by a car.
I have been hit by a car. I have also had my foot run over by a car.
What?
These are two totally unrelated incidents.
What the heck are you doing that you get hit by a car? And by the way, I'd love to hear from other people who have also been like Loren and got hit by a car before.
Hitting.
Who am I, Roy?
Hey, I'm right here.
704-570-9595. Have you also been hit by a car? What are the circumstances? And you were okay, Loren? Tell us.
Okay, so in Fort Lauderdale, there is it's kind of like a three-tiered mall of bars, very much like the Epicenter, right?
Okay.
And it's called Beach Place. Well, I was hammer drunk, I'm not going to lie.
That's good.
And I went to cross the street to go over to the beach side, and I wasn't looking into traffic, and I walked out into someone's car.
Did you fly over the windshield?
No.
And you were so drunk you were lumber and you were okay?
Pretty much. Honest to God, like, really.
Yeah.
I didn't get hurt because I had some skin knees, but like, because when I walked out, the car swerved and slammed on his brakes, and then I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Did you continue your night out or did you call it after that?
Of course I did.
You know what I love about that story, too, is that, like...
It's so Fort Lauderdale.
It's so drunk Loren. And it's also awesome, like, if you were with that group, because you'd be like, oh, my God, you won't believe what happened.
Oh, Loren! Oh!
I didn't
She's okay!
Yeah!
Yeah! More drinks!
Let's go, bitches! We're going to the bar!
I was like the bar trick the whole rest of the night. They were just like, dude, and she just got hit by a car.
That is awesome. And what about the foot run over?
So I was in fifth grade and I was getting out of my aunt's car. She was dropping us off and it was like me and two of my cousins. The two cousins got out and shut the door. She thought I was out. So my door was still open and she went to go pull away and pulled up onto my foot.
Yeah. Gosh, you're just mad. There's this guy in South End, Charlotte that's on roller skates all the time.
Okay.
And he told me he got hit by a car 8 times.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been hit 8 times because he roller skates everywhere.
Well, here's somebody. This is the opposite. Keely in Charlotte actually hit somebody. Keely, hi.
Hi.
What happened?
So I can't really say what my job was, but I started a new job that required driving. And I was working, like, third shift, so it was, like, 1 in the morning. It was raining, and I didn't know the roads very well. And I got the light to make a left turn, and there was someone crossing the street with their dog. And I accidentally hit them, but I didn't hit their dog.
Oh, that's good.
Thank God for that.
And they ended up okay?
They're okay, yes.
How badly did you get sued?
My job got sued, actually,
All right. Well, thanks, Keely. Thanks for admitting that you actually hit somebody. So she's saying it can happen. Accidents do happen. Yep.
I do imagine that every attorney that was watching that news broadcast called the radio station immediately, or the TV station immediately. Let's go to Jennifer and Charlotte quickly. Tell us what happened.
I was walking from Starbucks to my job, which was right around the corner. This lady was pulling out, and all the other traffic that was turning in stopped so that I could walk across the intersection. Mm-hmm. She decided to pull out into me.
Oh, my gosh. So how bad was the hit? Did you just get, like, nudged, or did you fly over the windshield?
It was more of a nudge, but I did end up falling on my ass, and my drink spilled. So.
Oh, your drink spilled?
Oh, no.
Party foul.
And Starbucks is expensive.
Right. It was $5 more, or grande, whatever.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Jennifer.
I don't know why I find it more funny, and what I want to hear the story of somebody being hit and they like fly over the windshield. I don't know why that's more interesting to me.
Seriously, cannot believe that neither of you have ever been hit.
No.
I got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
I'm okay, Tim. We're good.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. We're in here. We're not going to lie. We watch YouTube videos sometimes during commercial and songs, and we were just watching something really funny. So our buddy Roy over there, loving to death. Everybody loves Roy. And he's doing something unprecedented. He's doing something he swore he would never do because he couldn't do it. What are you doing?
I'm trying to grow a beard. I've never been able to, and I figured since it's the cold months, and we still have masks, why not give it a shot?
And how's it going? Let me have a look. How many days growth is that? Lorraine, will you get a picture and post at the MRL show?
I last shaved Saturday, so it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so almost a week.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, almost
a
week.
Some good scruff for a week.
Yeah.
Now, where? Look at her for the picture. You're not going to like it. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. One, two, three.
Where you're not growing hair is on your upper cheek area.
For some odd reason, I need the beard to go up. It goes down. I need it to go up towards my eyes.
Yeah. And, so you need to shave up in this area a little bit. The more you shave, the more hair will grow for some reason.
Is that true?
Yes.
Or do I just need to let it grow?
I don't know. I read yesterday that you needed a derma roller.
Oh, give him one.
All that is just a ball on your face.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's got little
What's
needles
wrong with
on
that?
it.
It's a roller thing.
Yeah, but
Loren's got one. Give it to him.
I do, but I use it on my face. I can't give him that roller.
Are you trying to grow a beard too?
What are you doing? Are you transitioning?
Why do you have a roller?
No wonder why Dallas was so hard up yesterday. He wants to get the last couple of years of you.
No, I use it for like skincare. So like to make sure that my lotion gets absorbed into my face properly, but they say because it like opens and like what do you call it when you like till it's like tilling for your face,
you're like doing a rototiller in the garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have tips on how to grow a beard, bud? You have a beard. Do you have a nice beard?
I do. Mine's super gray. Do you remember last year? Or I'm sorry, it was like the pandemic year, 2020. We painted it black.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And I looked like Bad Hulk Hogan when he was in the WCW. It was like black. And you have kind of a Abe Lincoln thing going on. It's low. It's kind of, and that's kind of trendy right now, like the low little chin strap.
You think so?
He almost looks like Justin Timberlake and Adam Sandberg in the D in a Box video.
Yeah, I don't.
You know how they had that beard that kind of went down?
I don't want that. I do not like that look. But I don't know how to grow it, you know, longer.
They said get a beard brush, 973 says, and brush your cheeks.
Oh, is that where it just paint it?
803 said Roy would look fire with a beard. Already handsome, though.
Thank you.
And taken.
I think I would look good with a beard.
See, I get too much under. Like,
right.
I grow thick underneath
my
chin.
Well, I can tell. Look at my waddle gobbler. I can tell this is going to be a big beard. But I want, like, a big cowboy beard, you know. Been watching Yellowstone.
Like Rip.
Yeah. Give me a big one.
What does Sterling think about it?
I think he'd be fine.
Yeah.
It hasn't been really a topic of...
Sorry, Lorena, you can't be part of this conversation. Let the men talk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have a manly conversation about cowboys and beards, baby.
Yeah. I want to be so manly. And then on top of that, you know, we're going to be doing softball, and I see that a lot of softball players have facial hair, so...
Now you're all in.
Now I got to make sure I get some... I just, you know, if I'm from the South... I might as well go ahead and get the country boy beer, you know?
We do have, everybody wants to see a picture of it. A picture of it is going up right now.
A selfie.
At the MRL show on our Insta.
Oh, you already posted it?
No.
We got to talk about the Pickens Police Department in South Carolina. They arrested somebody who should never be arrested. We'll explain.
This is the MRL Morning Show with me, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Couple things going on. The Pickens Police Department arrested somebody who should never be arrested. We'll tell you that here in a second. But I just blogged about this at kiss951.com. Not only are we broadcasters, we're also writers, bloggers, content providers. So I blogged about how M&M's is changing their characters.
Really? The M&M's are going away?
No, but, you know, there's six different colors. Each one has their own personality in commercials and, like, in images.
Yeah, so, like, what is it? Yellow and red are the big ones right now?
Yeah, but, like, green and brown, they don't like each other. Did you know that?
What?
Like, no, based on the history of commercials and images, green and brown are two girls that don't get along.
Oh, I thought brown was a boy.
And Mars says that they are redesigning the green M&M to spotlight the characters' personalities rather than their genders.
She's like the sexy one, kind of.
The green M&M has white go-go boots, and they're going to get rid of those, which she was given in 1997, for cool, laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence. Mars has received criticism for the green M&M's sexy characterization. When I eat a green M&M, I don't think sexy. Now I might.
No, I don't ever think about the... Well, I do think about the yellow one and red one. Those are about the only M&Ms I think about.
Okay.
But the rest of them, I don't even...
This is interesting. The green M&M and the brown M&M will have a more friendly relationship, showcasing a, quote, force-supporting women. The two characters' dynamic will have them together throwing shine and not shade. The two characters have sometimes been at odds in advertisements. But they've also been seen as friends, too. So I had no idea that the green and brown M&M weren't into each other.
I am not going to lie. I really thought that, like, in my head, the brown one was the husband and she was the wife. Like, it was...
Because they act like a married couple.
Kind of, but I didn't realize that they were... I didn't know. The more you know.
So after last week's snowstorm that we had, in South Carolina, the Pickens Police Department, they arrested Elsa... from the Disney franchise Frozen, because they blamed her for all the snow and ice in upstate South Carolina. The video, which is a lot like Reno 911, that show, shows the officers running after Elsa saying, freeze. And she says, come on, guys, let it go, as they put her in handcuffs. The Pickens Police Department says no one was injured or severely frozen. Her accomplice, the abominable snowman, is still at large. He has unleashed more snow and ice, so help us find him. I like when the police department does fun stuff like that.
Me too.
Nikki sent a message saying the green M&Ms are an aphrodisiac. We tried it in here. We had Lorraine eat a whole bunch of green M&Ms and nothing happened.
No effect. No effect. In fact,
granted, we were the ones in the room in front of her.
I was going to say, granted, Roy didn't have his beard going yet. Yeah. Maybe it would be a different story now. If you want to see the picture, go check it out at the MRL show on our Insta. Roy's got a beard going.
I'm trying.
How's the feedback so far?
Probably that I'm ugly.
No,
buddy.
That it looks weird.
No,
buddy. And I'm like a 15-year-old who can't grow a beard.
Well, somebody did say that. That did get
that sick. Was for you, I think.
Roy and Lorraine. Kiss
95.1. 704 sent a text message. You can always get in touch with us. That number to get in touch with us, Roy?
704-570-9595.
Call and say hi to producer Nicole. You can text us. You know, we love responding to people. 704 said, hey, random question for you guys. Can y'all give me some podcasts to listen to? Like, I love y'all's show and the rap party and all that, but anything else? We did a podcast in 2019 called Mock Made.
We did, yeah.
It was a scripted podcast.
Yep.
And we've always talked about bringing it back, but we never really got motivated to do it.
Well, we kept pushing it off. It was like, oh, it was the pandemic. We weren't in the same places. Now we aren't. Now we literally can do it, and we still won't do it.
But we keep telling corporate to leave it up.
Right.
Mock Made, if you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, is an improvised podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Improvised stories about how things were invented. That's what it was. Improvised stories about how things were invented.
Yep.
So, for instance, it was like the toothbrush. We would come up with a topic, and we would just sit there and really funny scripted, because we did research, you know, we worked on it. And we're like, well, you know, the toothbrush was actually first started out as a toilet brush to brush, you know, toilets or whatever.
We did the mailbox.
The mailbox was good.
Yeah.
The airplane, how the airplane was really invented so that a guy was cheating on his wife and was tired of driving,
mm-hmm.
so he needed to get to the mistress and back quicker.
The podcast won an award, and I went up to Philly to accept the award
mm-hmm.
and be part of that whole
dude thing. We don't need to do anymore. I forgot that we won an award. Yeah. So once your show wins an award,
you can, like, just retire it.
That's the best move. Like, can you imagine winning an Emmy or a Golden Globe for your sitcom?
You just stop.
You just stop.
Yeah.
Pinnacle.
Wasn't that big of an award.
What else are you guys listening to?
Podcast-wise, I've been listening to audiobooks. I haven't really been into podcasts. I mean, I love Jonathan Van Ness Getting Curious. His podcast actually got greenlit for a Netflix TV series, which is pretty cool.
That was cool.
I like Business Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four or five-part series. You know, different, like FedEx versus UPS, Haagen-Dazs versus Baskin-Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
I love that stuff. You know, and they go through the history of them.
I mean, you can always listen to The Rap Party.
Well, she said that. She said, I listened to The Rap Party. I listened to The Replay. What else do you have? And I wanted to everybody to know that there's Mock Made is out there.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't promoted it, but
I don't know of any other podcast I listen to.
Loren listens to Sword
and
Stone.
Sword and Scale.
I just sent Nicole one yesterday, and I was like, you have to listen to this because she's from Raleigh. And I guess it started in Raleigh, but then they drove the body. It's a murder kind of podcast. They drove the body to Texas.
When do you listen to podcasts?
In the car.
Okay.
Huh. You should read John Grisham's new novel, The Judge's List. It's murder mystery.
I will.
Yeah.
Nobody has texted in about any books, Roy. Stick to the
topic. Well, it's an audiobook.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a longer podcast.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, I saw this going viral on TikTok, and I wanted to share it with you. It's this video of a server who claims that a guy with his friends spent about $200 on dinner.
Okay.
She posted the receipt. And I was expecting to see, like, a big, fat tip.
$200, you should tip at least $50.
Is that right?
I would.
Well, there were numbers on the receipt, but it wasn't a tip. It was the guy's phone number.
That was the tip?
Yes.
Now, hold on. What if the dude's really wealthy, and he's like, I got... You call me, huh? You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying not to sound creepy about it, but, like,
call me and I'll
make it up to you with a lot more.
Call me and I'll give you your tip later.
Kind of, but, like, your whole life could be a tip.
Right.
If we hit it off.
Yeah, it doesn't cut it. You need to leave a tip. Well, he actually ended up seeing that it went viral, and he posted a video. He was very apologetic, and he thought that their friend had left the tip for the whole group. And he was told that their group all gave one person $10 each for the tip.
Now, this happened to you years ago.
Yes, it was just me and another guy. And he was supposed to leave the tip. I paid. So when I paid and I put zero on the tip, it looked as if I purposely didn't leave a tip. They ended up somehow getting the radio station involved that I didn't tip them.
Because the waitress was Quagmire, our boss's babysitter at the time.
Yeah.
And so word got back to him that you didn't tip, and then he came in, and I thought he was joking. That was like when we first started working. That was awesome.
And then from my understanding, she still didn't like accept my apology. You
know? All right, we need to hear from the servers. We do this every once in a while, and we know y'all are heading in for your lunches. If you can safely call us, you can, or you can text us. You didn't get a tip. What'd you get instead?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I'm probably the only one who loves it, but that's from the Miami Vice movie with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
I don't like that song.
Whenever I hear that song, I know, but you probably don't like the movie.
Oh, I mean, I can watch Colin Farrell with mute.
Yeah, he was pretty hot in that movie.
Yeah,
not
he was
gonna
pretty
lie.
Hot.
You remember when he was in that movie where he was just in a payphone the entire time? Remember that?
Like call payphone?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was in a payphone the entire movie.
Really? I think I'd rather watch Tom Hanks on an island over Colin Farrell in a payphone the whole
same
time.
Thing.
All right, we are talking about, Roy, somebody left a tip, but it wasn't really money?
No, it wasn't a tip on the receipt. It was their phone number.
So the waitress was like, went to TikTok and goes, yo, this guy had a $200 tab and left me his phone number. Loren, you were outside, but I said, maybe he was saying, like, I got a lot of money. There'll be a lot more tip if you call me. Like, we could live a good life together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's what he's...
Well, no,
he
left the tip to, get, you know, so that they could maybe go on a date, but they all gave money to one guy who was supposed to leave cash. Now, that friend who screwed everybody over is hilarious because he knew his one friend was going to put his phone number down, and he's like, oh, well, let me ruin this.
Yeah.
I'll just pocket the money, make this guy look like an idiot.
980 says just the other day at Subway in Denver, a guy tipped me in with an airplane bottle of Fireball.
I didn't know you're supposed to tip at the Subway in Denver.
I don't know, but it seems like a good
Subway
tip.
Sub shop. Or does he mean like a Subway system, like in the metro?
No, I think he means a Subway like sub shop
in Denver, North Carolina. 910 says I once got one of those fake bills that had religious propaganda on it as a tip.
Yeah, I've had that before.
P.S. Loving the Linkin Park. Love that.
The tip of you. Like, it's like Pride and Joy. When I was a server, people would leave, like, little, here's my Pride and Joy. And it's literally just the detergent.
A lot of text messages with the prayer cards.
Yeah. Please don't be that type of... I love your religion. Big fan of it.
Yeah.
Don't leave it as a tip.
And don't you tip God every Sunday when you go to church anyway?
Well,
you
put in tithing. That,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put in the collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tithe at Applebee's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.